We have been looking at the chronology of Scripture, of the Bible, in our Sunday morning class. And one of the things I mentioned on Sunday that I kind of just skipped over a little bit, I just kind of mentioned it and moved on, was the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. So if you will, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. You know, the prayer of Jabez was kind of a big thing a few years ago, and these are the only two verses that mention this particular individual. There is no indication of who his father was, only that he might have been in the tribe of Judah. The only other time Jabez is mentioned in Scripture is in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. And that says, "And the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab." So, that's not a whole lot to go on. It could be that Jabez was somebody who built this city that the scribes were living in. But again, we don't know. But there are some interesting points I want to look at for this particular prayer. Let's look at verses 9 and 10 of 1 Chronicles 4. "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.'" And that's what that literally means. That literally means he will cause pain. And I think, you know, back then, names meant something. My name is Stephen, but that doesn't necessarily mean that my parents thought of a crown when they named me, which is what that name translates as. They thought of the person in the Bible named Stephen. And so and some people, especially today, just name people names because it sounds nice. Or it sounds different for some people. But back then, they really meant something. And in this case, I bore him in pain. And that must have stuck with Jabez because he thought, man, I'm going to cause pain. That's what my name means. I don't want to live up to my namesake. And so he prays this prayer in verse 10. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested." Four points that we can take from this particular verse. First, he says, "Bless me indeed." He wants to be blessed. The only way that we know that we can be blessed by God, at least when it comes to spiritual blessings, is to be in Christ. We look at that and we see Ephesians chapter 1, 3. I know I talk about that a lot, but that's something we must understand, that the spiritual blessings can only be found in Christ. And to be in Christ means to be in his church, the only place we can find such spiritual blessings, including salvation, including answered prayer. Any of these things that we consider a spiritual blessing can only be found in Christ. Physical blessings the Lord gives to the just and the unjust. But it is the spiritual blessings that we must strive for, that we ought to pray for. We ought to pray for physical blessings, material blessings too. But what's more important is the spiritual. The second point, enlarge my territory. We think of that, I think of that, and I think of Jabez wanting his territory, his influence to be expanded. He wants to have this city and that city and this city. What application can we take from that? Should we pray that our territory be expanded? Well, maybe not our personal territory, but the territory that belongs to Christ. Extend the borders of the kingdom of God. And how do we do that? We do that through evangelism. We do that through talking to people about the gospel. We do that through having people study God's word and become Christians. And we have a good opportunity for that when Mayfest is coming up next weekend. And I look forward to seeing everyone who signed up and maybe a few other people there helping us out in trying to share the gospel with those who are needing it. But it doesn't have to stop there. It doesn't have to begin there either. You can do that at home. You can do that with your neighbors. You can do that with the people that you see in the restaurants or wherever you may go. We should pray every day that the Lord's territory is enlarged. Next, we see that your hand would be with me. Jesus promises in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He has promised, he promised the disciples back then that he would be with them to the end of the age. Do we have that promise too? Well, yes. Yes, we do. If we are doing what the disciples did, if we follow in the apostles' doctrine, as we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, if we do as he says, the Lord will be with us. And that is something we certainly should pray for. As we have been studying the seven churches of Asia, there had been the possibility that those churches would lose their status with Christ. We should pray that we don't lose our status with Christ. We should pray that he be with us, that he continues on with us. We should pray for his guidance so that we know where we ought to go and how we ought to get there. Not a divine inspiration type of guidance, a providential guidance, so that we may know where he wants us to be. He also says, the last one, "And that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." That you would keep me from evil. That reminds me of the model prayer that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 6. Do you think of that when you think of that verse? "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," right? That is a prayer that we must pray, that we ought to pray, that that the Lord blesses us, that he helps us to be evangelistic and enlarges our territory, that he would guide us, and that he would deliver us from evil. Boy, Satan is a clever, clever person, and he'll get at you any which way he can. We ought to pray that he delivers us from evil. And then he says, "that I may not cause pain." When I see that in the New King James, I think of something different than what that actually is saying. That I might not experience pain. That I might not feel pain. Does sin cause pain? Yes. Sin causes pain. The Hebrew writer calls it the passing pleasure of sin. It may feel good in the moment, but it doesn't last. It causes pain afterwards. And sometimes that's a pain that is very difficult to get rid of. So, Jabez, whose name means he will cause pain, is someone who himself did not want to cause pain. He did not want to experience the pain that his name would imply. And that pain he knew would come through sin. Now, do we experience pain for other reasons than for sin? Well, yes. Perhaps someone sinned against us and we are experiencing pain from that. Perhaps we are sick for reasons beyond our control and we are sick or we are experiencing pain from that. But if we sin ourselves, do we experience pain too? Yes. Yes, we do. And that is at least one form of pain that we can learn to avoid. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4, "If anyone of you suffers as a Christian, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But don't suffer as a murderer, as a reviler, as any of the other sins that he talks about there. Don't suffer as a sinner, but suffer as a Christian. If we are to suffer, let us suffer as one who is right before God. Let us suffer as one who is doing the will of God, doing the right thing, not as a sinner would suffer. So, when we look at this prayer of Jabez, I see these four things, five if you count, that I may not cause pain. Let's consider these things, and let us, if we haven't already, let us add them to our prayers. And in fact, so God granted him what he requested. And if we have the approval of our Lord, do you think he'll grant those requests? I think he will. If you have a need this evening, you have a chance to make it right before God. If you want to experience the blessings of Christ, you have a chance to be able to experience them. And you can experience them by being added to his body, by being baptized into Christ. And when you do that, you have access to all spiritual blessings. If you need to make that commitment this evening, please do. If you have any other need, please make it known to us now as we stand and sing.